Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. What constitutes a livable wage differs depending on who you ask. With the help of some software from MIT, Christopher Fee, professor of English at Gettysburg College, runs the numbers.
What is a livable wage? And should we strive to raise wages for American workers? There are lots of conflicting studies and reports. The Congressional Budget Office projects that an increase in the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour would eliminate 500,000 jobs while raising the incomes of nearly 17 million Americans. Even prominent economists like David Card and David Newmark diametrically disagree on the likely consequences of raising the minimum wage, and their studies of results in New Jersey have consistently yielded conflicting results for decades. More recently, further evidence in states such as Washington seem to belie fears that raising wages costs jobs. Furthermore, contrary to the argument that a wage hike would hurt small business, a recent survey shows small business owners support an increase. Finally, data shows that increasing the minimum wage would cost consumers much less than some predict, probably on the order of a little more than $10 a year for the average shopper. According to the MIT Living Wage Calculator, a single adult working full-time in my rural Pennsylvania county would need to earn at least $8.25 an hour to get by. The minimum wage is $7.25. For a family of four with one adult working full-time, $16.83 an hour would be a livable wage. In an urban center such as Philadelphia, the livable wages would of course be higher, $10.09 for a single adult and $19.64 for a family of four. The fact is that many Americans struggle to get by on far less than the minimum wage, and my students and I often meet such working poor folks in our local soup kitchen and homeless shelters. Research suggests that raising the minimum wage could offer millions of workers a step in the direction of financial independence.
That was Christopher Fee of Gettysburg College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.